One old friend of me, Hafiz, he came from the same area where you came from, Bolnath, which you have forgotten. He says, why do the saints and the sages seek divine annihilation and are so humble, so soft? And why do they like to spend their free time on their knees? This I tell you, it is a simple matter of etiquette when you understand. What do you mean, Hafiz, people ask. Well, I say, when one goes into the temple or the mosque, is it not common to remove your shoes that cover your feet? So too does it happen with this whole mind and body, that it is something like a shoe. You should remove it. And when one begins to realize who you are standing in front, then only one begins to remove the shoes before you enter the temple. You shouldn't go into the temple with dirty shoes. It is no etiquette, it is not beautiful. But because you have forgotten the sacredness, then you just stumble in. Just like you're going to the pub. Since the ego is taking you into vanity and pride, become a fool so your heart stays pure. Not a fool, of course, who lower himself to stupid jokes, but the fool that is lost and astounded in him. This is the two fools. Is the ordinary fool that is just stupid, or is the divine fool, the one who is lost in him? Those who are spiritually awake have always left their reason to live in his kingdom. Only the fools, the lost one, goes on living where he doesn't. If, through wonder, your reason leaps out of your head, each of your hair will become new, and reason too. Then the pain of unnecessary thoughts will not crush your brain. And only then will you feel this grace, and you too will fall down on your knees. That was Rumi. There's a different thing, how to behave. But only if you have felt the sacredness of it. Beloved Babaji, my sensei of the finest art, the other letter that I wrote just don't make sense anymore. You just brought me so deep inside, and here there is no persona, so why talk about a ghost? Here there is just this joyful silence, so full of gratitude, tears of peace, and this understanding that everything is sacred. Here there is natural enjoyment of just being alive, here with you. Thank you and I love you, Ashish. Today the snow really came, didn't it? It is the first time I see the snow falling like this. So beautiful, so sacred and magical. I felt like a little kid in wonder. You are a little kid in wonder. I got so excited in the Vipassana walk with the snow that I even fell and hurt my wrist. Oops, maybe I wasn't walking so slow as I was supposed to. You are not supposed to do anything, Ashish. That you have to drop. But the more awareness, the less falling. That's how simple it is. Walk slowly and you won't stumble. The old Tao is the same. But the other letter that I wrote just doesn't make any sense anymore. No, nothing makes sense when you are in the space. But still I have to talk about this because this is your habit. Because you said some truthful things. And it's not so easy. You cannot just say, Baba, no, you forget that. No. That doesn't work like that. Baba, behave. Don't say that. No. It's not so easy, Ashish. No, you went out there now. No, I have something. Beloved Babaji, today in the end of satsang, I felt your fire so strong from the inside. And I could feel I was melting a very deep and hidden arrogance, a hardness. Yes. That is why, because when you go deep here in satsang, in meditation, then only you will feel it. You are not aware of it. I have to take you so deep that you start feeling. It's not so easy just to say it, just to read about it. You will only feel it when you reach deep inside. And it's not pleasant things to feel. It's much better to have it hidden, to not feel it. I could feel I was melting a very deep and hidden arrogance and hardness. I feel like even with all these years melting with you, this protection managed to hide inside in a subtle way. It feels like it is in the core of my persona. I needed to expose this to you because I don't want to protect it anymore. Very good. Because we can have a protection on the outside in the ordinary with money, power, image and all this. And then on the spiritual part, you can also create this spiritual superiority, power, image. I'm so spiritual, I'm such a good meditator, I'm so old sannyasin. All that has to go. Otherwise, it will always be there between you and existence. I cried so much, and it brought me deep vulnerability, openness, closer to you. Yeah, otherwise you can imagine that you are close to me. But when you are really close, then you know. It's no imagination. And that can only happen in that vulnerability, in that openness. And you have to go beyond yourself then. I can relate this with my childhood when I was very young and I had to be very strong and mature to deal with my father's situation. But it just doesn't matter. What matters is that I don't need it anymore. Yes. You see how the past is polluting us. And it has to go, and it can only go when you start going deeper, when you're exposing yourself, when you're becoming vulnerable, truthful. That's what I'm helping you to go, to see. Then you're free. This is in the past. It's not needed. Now is now. You don't need anything. You have to trust yourself. I just want to say I'm totally available. Everybody is totally available when they're coming from the center. But as soon as you go outside that, then is what you think you need and what you want. It's very easy to see. Then you're not available anymore. When you are in that space, then it comes like a shadow. It comes like a shadow because love wants to serve love. There's no doubt about it. This is 100, 200% sure. But if you don't have that, if you're not touched, then there's no thank you, there is no availability, there is no service. Service coming out of an understanding heart. You have seen how the situation is. So become aware, everybody should be aware of that old arrogance, because that is holding yourself back from your own growth. And many times it's very unpleasant to see. So not two arrogances went down again, isn't that great? Finished with that. Hari Om. Beloved Swa, during the last months, I have become more and more aware that I know much less than I used to think. I don't know myself very well. I know nothing about enlightenment, and I have no idea of what sannyas means or what a master-disciple relationship is. This clever mind has discussed these issues a lot, and of course with only frustration as a result. A funny thing is, however, when I'm in a state of let go, when I experience gratefulness and love, which I often do in satsang, and other times in the retreats, all questions disappear. Yet, there is still a resistance to ask for sannyas. However, yesterday when I was resting after Vipassana session, the reason suddenly showed itself. It was fear. I don't know what this fear is all about, but I decided right away that fear is not going to decide over me. A great relief happened instantly. And in satsang afterwards, waves after waves of gratitude and love were pouring over me. That is the proof, Ula, when it's real. They have this saying, take one step towards God, He takes 1,000 towards you. That's what happened. No fear has been holding you for years. Something attracted you. Many times you come for the retreats, something in your heart, in your soul, but the mind is strong. It wants to play it safe. In the beginning, it's just a hobby. Now it's becoming real. And with these waves and waves of gratitude and love pouring over you, then who cares? Who cares? Where's the fear there? Either there can be fear or there can be love. When there is fear, no love. When there is love, no fear. No fear. And in the mind, in the ego, is only fear, only thinking. Never sure to take a decision. Only, always control. That's how the mind, the ego, operates. And holding you back, playing it safe. In that dimension of love, when that happens, then all that is far gone. It's totally different laws there. And it's so much more powerful, because that belongs to the real. It's incomparable. It's incomparable to look back and see that you were a slave out of this fear, worry, doubt. But the habit is very ancient, so it will come back, but now you have a reference point. And remember, so beloved Master, even if I'm literally shivering with fear when I write this, I ask you, please let me become your disciple. In deep gratitude, Ula. Yes, what else to do? I don't want you to sit there shivering of fear. Which you are not, you are laughing now, you are shivering of laughter. That's the difference, no? It wasn't so bad, was it? Huh? It wasn't so bad. It's always when you think, then it's bad. But very nice, Ula. Very truthful. Very innocent. I like it. And you have become much more aware that I know much less than I used to think I did. I don't know myself very well, and I know nothing about enlightenment. I have no idea what sannyas means and what the master-discipleship relationship is. This clever mind had discussed all these issues a lot. I bet a lot of people can relate to that. So we're all in the same boat, so don't worry. But it doesn't work. You will never figure it out. You have to live it. And everybody has to live it for themselves. That's the only way to find out. But it is something so real that you cannot forget it. So I'm very happy you over that phase, Ulla. You say it very beautifully. A funny thing is, however, when I'm in a state of let go, when I'm experiencing gratefulness and love, which I often do in satsang, all the questions disappear. That is the key. When there is love and gratefulness, all questions disappear. The mind becomes quiet. Because it's so much vaster than the mind. That is going into the unknown. That is what a sannyasin is. One who goes into the unknown. But it's so exciting. And it pulls you like a magnet. And now you have tasted it, what happens? Don't let fear hold you back for anything. You are living alone or you have family? So show this new side of you. Be more loving, be more truthful, be more relaxed. Not so much of the mind. Be more playful. So you maybe can remind them also. There is another side to life. Then however things will go, you can maybe help them also. That is the best. That's what the sannyasin should do. Spread that playfulness, that love, that silence, whichever way you can. Very good. No question, no answer.
I will walk at peace with ease and grace and flow with the unknown. I will find the gift in everything, perfection in every way. I will bow at the altar of this and every day. I can't promise not to feel some fear or to always understand, but I'll be the change I wish to see. I will hold every hand. I am tangled up in beauty. I see clearly that it's me. I have opened up my heart and surrendered unto thee. Thank you.
Bodhidharma says, if you really want to find the way, don't hold on to anything. Once you put an end to karma and nurture your awareness, any attachments that remain will come to an end. If you really want to come back home, to find a way, to find yourself, don't hold on to anything. Become innocent again. Don't think you know anything. All that has to go. Become empty. Because only then can you see the moment. And that is the way. Here, now. Once you put an end to karma and nurture your awareness, any attachment that remains will come to an end. When you put an end to the karma, and how do you put an end to the karma? You stop feeding the unconscious habits. You become more aware. You become present. Instead of doing the stupid things again and again and again and again, you start taking notice. You start living in a different way. You're transforming the negativity into the positive. And when you nurture your awareness, and how do you nurture your awareness? In meditation. In love. In silence. In truthfulness. Then you nurture your awareness. And that awareness will free you. Any attachment that remains will come to an end. It will definitely come to an end. Maybe it will go on a little bit, just like a bicycle that is running. But if you don't pedal it, it will stop. Understanding comes naturally. You don't have to make any effort. But fanatics, they don't understand what the Buddhas talk about and what they mean. And the harder they try, the farther they go from the master's teaching. All day long, they are just evoking Buddhas and reading sutras and prayers, but they remain blind to their own divine nature, and they never escape the wheel of life and death. Understanding comes naturally. You just have to put yourself in a place, like Bodhidharma is saying, just sit there. Slowly, slowly, understanding will come. Something will grow in you, because you are close to the truth. And there is not many truths, it's in everybody. So that source in you will be ignited by truth. By presence, by love. It's bound to happen. Yeah, maybe the mind will try to figure it out for some time. But it has to give up. Understanding comes naturally. It comes by itself because you are understanding itself. It's just that it's hidden underneath all your mind, all your chatter. All your thinking, understanding is there, peace is there, consciousness is there, and it will come naturally. But fanatics, they don't understand what the Buddhas mean. The fanatics, they always just reading the scriptures, that during the ceremonies. But that will never save them. They will never understand. They have to come in contact. And the harder they try, the further they go from the master's meaning. Even all day long they are praying and invoking Buddhas and read sutras, but they remain blind to their own divine nature. To get warm, you have to come close to the fire, is the only way. And they never escape the wheel, Bodhidharma says. Lucky are those who understand. Relax. And understanding comes natural, without doing anything. Om Shanti. And if the mind and the habits and negativity is coming up and harassing you, focus on the opposite. If anger comes, focus on love. If hatred comes, focus on compassion. You have to change the negativity into positive, the darkness into the light. When that is done, a deeper understanding comes by itself, naturally, effortlessly, because nothing is hindering it. The well is open. Maserat, how's it going with your back? Okay. And what do you think about the snow? It could have been worse. Get used to it, Maserat. Snow is very innocent. When you walk, when it's snowing, just feel that every single snowflake is kissing you. How can you be afraid? So much kisses that you will get shy. That's what the snow wants to show you. Everything wants to show you. look how white and pure snow is now. How can you be? You can't be afraid of that. It's so white and so pure. And so soft. And the top of it, it comes from God. Everybody can see. Just too much. Ah. It's God playing. That's how you can see it's snow. Namo.
Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Hanuman Jaya Siaram jeje Sankatam Ochan Rupanam